KNOM Profiles.
I'm Matthew Smith for KNOM Profiles, and today, yeah, today, Thursday, June 7th, you are supposed to skip lunch. Maybe you're going to go grab a snack down at the store, or maybe you're going to go home and cook something up fresh, or maybe you brown bagged a sandwich today. Either way, you're supposed to skip lunch today because you're supposed to be donating your lunch to the Nome Food Bank. Well, your lunch, or your lunch money, or the canned food equivalent. Why? Well, actually,
this Thursday is actually the National Hunger Awareness Day.
That's Paula Davis. She works at the Nome Community Center as the director of Nome's food bank. And to celebrate National Hunger Awareness Day, she's inviting you to the food bank tonight between 5:30 and 7 p.m. to
join us in a lunch fast for hunger.
Tonight at the food bank, Paula and some other volunteers are accepting your lunch fast for hunger donations. You know, that food that you were supposed to not eat or that lunch money you were supposed to not spend. You see, Paula has been running the food bank since March, and she says that the food bank needs help.
Unfortunately, my food bank shelves have been very empty. Donations have decreased, and the need is increasing.
The food bank fills its shelves with food from two sources. One is commodities from the USDA as part of government food assistance.
It's called the Emergency Food Assistance Program, which is TFAP. The U.S. government buys up the surplus food, which we call them commodities. Instead of throwing the food away, USDA provides it to distribute to schools, soup kitchens, and pantries.
And what that government assistance means for the Nome Food Bank is
once every 3 months, the Food Bank of Alaska in Anchorage, they send food up, which may be canned corn, I think peaches, prunes, canned chicken, stuff like that. And we have to give those up sparingly just in case we don't get another shipment for 3 months.
And if the food bank doesn't get another shipment, the shelves are stocked entirely with local donations. Since the food from the USDA is limited to a once-a-month allotment to anyone who uses the food bank, Paula says there are weeks and even months where individuals and entire families are only able to eat what the community of Nome provides.
The USDA food that we do give out, which is called commodities, you could only get those once per month. So once they come in once a month, and there's probably about 8 times they may come in, but only once they could get the commodities. So the donations that Nome or anybody gives, food donations or monetary donations, they do come in to get that for their food source.
And as Paula said, those donations have been decreasing, just as the need for food assistance is on the rise.
I wasn't there last year, but I do have some reports that we get a lot busier in the summertime. It increased in July and August, and we must have had like 30 more applicants, you know, than the year prior.
When it comes to handing out food to those in need, Paula says the food bank doesn't ask too many questions. There's a once-a-year application for aid where applicants list how many people they're feeding in their home, but it doesn't ask where anyone's from or how long they've lived in Nome or anything like that. The food is simply there for anyone who needs it.
I think because our food donations in Nome are very much needed is because it goes to all people and not just specific people in need. Because mostly I don't have people that come in there and just fill up paperwork, this is free food. These are people that actually need food for their families, need food for themselves. And most of the people that come there, they don't come in every week. And this is not a place for free food. It is a place for people who need assistance once in a while. It's good to see that when they actually do need help, we are there for them.
Aid from the food bank can be as simple as offering variety, and it can help an individual or an entire family.
I did hear some stories last year. Somebody was so grateful not to have just a can of beans. They were able to have top ramen soup instead. I had a lady come in and say, oh, wow, we're going to have some chicken tonight. My kids will eat chicken.
That's why the food bank is commemorating National Hunger Awareness Day today. That's why they're holding today's lunch fast for hunger. And that's why they're asking you, yes, you listening to this right now, to skip lunch today and bring that food or that lunch money to the food bank tonight. The food bank is hoping to fill its shelves by the end of the day. And to do that, they need your help. Be sure to stop by the food bank tonight from 5:30 to 7 p.m. and bring anything that you put aside today during your lunch fast for hunger.
I do need more help from the community itself. Donations are awesome. Food donations are the best because donations of food is very easy for me to to work with. Of course, monetary donations are awesome. The only thing, of course, there is paperwork. So when people actually bring in food, actual cans of food, it's very easy for me to accept any or all kinds of food. So your donation to the No Food Bank is greatly appreciated.
Profiles is a production of KNOM News and Public Affairs.